EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short E2U, Element 5, Visual Presentation of E2U, Video Lecture, Visual Presentation of E2U, Format and Paratextual Aspects. My name is Sergio Hernandez Garrido from the University of Hillsheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about the visual presentation of content in Easy to Understand Language, focusing on the format. I will talk about the visual layout, formatting of text in easy and plain language, and what should be kept in mind concerning this aspect. One sentence per line. Comprehensibility is enhanced if each sentence is put on a new line. This principle makes the single sentences stand out. The target groups tend to have comprehension difficulties if sentences are too long and sentences borders are hard to perceive. The easy to understand varieties have different approaches here. For easy language in Germany, one sentence per line is a basic rule. Thus, comprehensibility is maximally enhanced for this aspect. Yet, new research shows that placing a sentence on a new line may represent an acceptability hazard. Parts of the primary target groups and the general public tend to look down on easy language text as they are associated with communication impairment. Communication impairment carries a stigma. If each sentence is placed on a new line, it is made very visible that the text is written in easy language. This can lead to reduced acceptability of this text. Plain language does not follow this layout rule. Plain language texts usually have continuous layout across sentence borders, even such plain language texts that are quite close to easy language. This is a higher effort for the readers and requests more developed reading skills. Plain language texts might therefore not be easy enough for readers with low reading skills. But as they do not visually stand out from the standard, plain language texts are more acceptable for parts of the primary target groups and for the broad public. On font size. To use a bigger font size and line spacing increases perceptibility. It also helps users with slighter forms of visual impairments, which is the case more frequently in the primary target groups than in the average population. Therefore, it is a widespread strategy for text in easy to understand language to use a bigger font size than the regular texts. This strategy may be employed to a varying extent. It is very apparent in easy language texts. Plain language may use that strategy to a much lesser extent or not at all, depending on the target groups and the target situation. On the choice of fonts. Easy language rule sets prefer sans serif fonts as they are supposed to increase perceptibility and are therefore easier to read. They are thus assumed to increase comprehensibility. Serifs is a term from the field of typography that refers to an aesthetic feature of fonts. Serifs are small lines that are attached to the ends of a letter. To people with low reading skills or with visual impairments, serifs can harm the reading process. For that reason, it is recommended to use fonts without serifs. This applies for both easy and plain language. On highlighting. Important information in a text should be highlighted both in easy and plain language. It is recommended to highlight important information and important words with a bold type as this increases perceptibility for target groups. Colors may not be perceptible for all members of the target groups, especially for readers with visual impairments. Not all colors make good contrasts, which could represent a hazard to reading, and people might have an impaired color perception. Therefore, colors should never be the only instrument to highlight important information. On using indentations. In previous presentations, we have stated that it's important to add information that is supposed to be unknown to the target groups. This is especially important if this information is relevant to understand the text and crucial to fulfill the text's goal in the target situation. A problem is that it is not easy to incorporate this additional information logically into the text. Additional information may render a text less readable. It may be a hazard to comprehension at text level, as the argument line is blurred by information inserts and explanations. On the other hand, the primary target groups will need a certain level of extra information on the subject to compensate for a lack of knowledge on the subject. Comprehensibility-enhanced texts, especially in easy language, cannot do without added explanations. So what can be done? It is possible to make the explanation stand out visually from the rest of the text. In German easy language texts, indentations are often used for this purpose. That means an explanation of a word in the text, for example, is not placed in the same position as the rest of the text, but is layouted with an indent. This way, the translator can make it visually clear that the information is an example or an explanation of a word or an aspect of the text. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Cristiane Mas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at ezit@unihildesheim.de.
The project ezit has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education program, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the ezit project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA. ezit, easy access for social inclusion training.